We are recording.
Okay, good. We'll begin the meeting. I'm Len Herring, and I would like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for the Student Success Program Nonprofit Board, which operates Odeo Charter Schools and the Charter Schools of San Diego. As I said, I'm Len Herring, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate this meeting. I'd first like to take a roll call. When I call your name, please provide the group a brief introduction. Are there any visitors on the login?
I'm not aware of any. Angela, are you?
No.
Okay.
Not at this point.
So I don't think we need introductions. We don't have anybody else new joining us. So if we could, item 1.2 is a roll call. When I call your name, please answer. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
Morning, Scott. David?
Good morning, present.
Good morning, David. Tim?
Present.
Hi, Tim. And then Eric?
Good morning, present.
Oh, super. So we have a quorum and we have a full board. Consideration and approval. Hold on.
Sounds like an Admiral clock.
Top.
Yeah, gotta reset that when it's late. Consideration and approval of adoption of board findings pursuant to Government Code Section 54953 Echo 1. The SSP Board of Directors determines, in accordance with the Government Code Section 54953 Echo 1, Paragraph B, the meeting in person would prevent imminent risk to the health and safety of attendees pursuant to the Government Code 54943 Echo 3. The board has also reconsidered the circumstance which the state emergency declared by the governor on March the 4th, 2020. And finds a state of emergency conditions to directly impact the ability of directors to meet safely in person and or that state or local official continue to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. Additionally, AB 361 requires that this finding be made every 30 days to continue to permit teleconferencing meetings without adhering to some of the traditional requirements of the Brown Act, specifically with teleconferencing requirements of Government Code Section 54953 Bravo 3. Do I have a motion to approve item 1.3?
You have a motion.
A second?
Morton, second.
Well, we will now conduct a roll call for the vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes. The establishment of a quorum. Oh, come on. I don't know what this thing's doing. Anyway, do I have a motion? Get this back again.
You have a motion to approve the agenda as is.
Oh, yeah, we're not there yet, Eric.
Yeah, it's the
establishment of quorum is all. Which we have.
Establishment of a quorum. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I have a second.
Second, Barton.
Very well, thank you. We now conduct a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
We'll now conduct a Pledge of Allegiance, if I can ask everybody to direct themselves. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I'm moving on to item 1.6, approval of agenda. The approval of the agenda, I have a motion to approve item 1.6 with recommendations. Any recommendations from Mary?
No.
Okay.
So moved.
Do I have a second, please?
Second.
Very well. Is there any discussion? No. Okay, so we will now conduct a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Very good. Moving on to item 2.0, public comment. If you would like to participate in public comment, please complete a speaker card, submit it to staff. Public comments for the items of interest to the public are within the scope of the Student Success Program Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comments for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time in accordance with the Brown Act. No discussion or action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to respond and give direction to the staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, I may equivocally decrease the time for each speaker so that we may remain within the allotted time. Moving on to item 2.1, non-agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes total, unless otherwise modified by myself. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 2.2. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes, unless otherwise modified by myself. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on the agenda items?
None.
Hearing none, we'll move on. Item 3.0 is a closed session. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on a closed session item. 3.2.1, speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item limited to 20 minutes total, unless otherwise modified by myself. Any comments? Very well. Please note the time, 11:09. The board will now go into closed session.
I think there's a correction at 8:09.
Oh, excuse me, 8:09. Okay. So in order to get started, note the time, 9:53, return to open session. I will start by getting a roll call just to make sure everybody's back in here. So myself, David.
Present.
Okay. Eric.
Present.
Scott.
Present.
And Tim.
Tim's here.
Okay, great. We have a quorum. Everybody's back on session. I report that no action was taken in this session. And we will return. We're returning to open session with agenda item 4.0, administrative items. This is an annual publication for vacant parent board representative that started on January 14th, 2022. And a deadline to submit the application is on April 14th, 2022. This was publicized by posting on the website for both Audeo and the Charter Schools of San Diego. The announcement is also posted at all of the resource centers. Again, I ask that teachers look for potential parents who might be willing to serve on the board. It is an important part of what we would like to show and to have representation of the parents on our board so that there can be a better understanding. I will now move on to item 4.2, and that is the president's report. Mary, if you can give a recognition of 4.2.1 and 4.2.2.
First of all, I'd like to thank everybody, particularly the staff that's with us today. All of our people, and that's kind of a funny term, but I'm referring to the people that are outside of the Charter School of San Diego. They all live the same model, so to the same instructional and operational model, the ALTUS model. And so for one school to be recognized, in my mind, is a recognition of all the schools and all the staff, because they all work under the same basic philosophy. I'm kind of blending 1.21 and 4.2.1 and 4.2.2, if that's okay. The ALTUS model is one which has its roots in the very beginning of our efforts in behalf of the students most at risk. The work began in 1993, and we became operationalized in 1994 with the Charter School of San Diego, and have grown to scale. All of the schools since then have been vested in that same original philosophy. It came to be known years later as the ALTUS model. For the first few years, obviously, we were just trying to figure out, you know, what we were doing and how we were doing it and the best way to do it. But we knew from the very beginning that students came first, and that our objective was to, no matter how challenging it might be to some people, our mission was to point the way to better ways of doing things, new ways of doing things, and new thinking. We didn't expect everyone to adopt every single aspect, but certainly the Malcolm Baldrige program recognition is such that we hope that that inspires those good-hearted people that want to do great things for kids to look at us. We really want you to look at us because we are very transparent and very willing to share. That is part of not only our philosophy, but our articles of incorporation. That is what we've built around, the framework around our classrooms. And that is to do great things for kids, to do good things for kids, to do good things for staff, to help teach staff so they gain mastery, and then to be prepared to share it with those people who are also of the same heart and mind, and that is to do good fit things for kids. So I have to commend all of you. I get in trouble when I start saying names. I see you, Tara, Miriam, and Michelle, and Roman, and Chad, and Ida, and Angela, and Laura, and there, I'm sure there's many, many more. And Bridget, and Marlene, and Andrew, and Celia. Now, how do I get out of this once I start naming all these names? There's 13 other people out there. All of you, personally, from me to you, I want to say thank you for being so committed to our students. The visiting committee, and these were high-flying people, the visiting committee was so impressed with the dedication and commitment of all staff members. And also the commitment that you have to our organization, It takes a strong structure and a framework. That's one of our basic ideas. That value that says that we want to apply business principles. I always have to clarify for some people that don't get it. This is not about profits or profit driven. No, business principles are critical to improvement. One is take care of your staff. Listen to your staff. Create change based on their ideas. And that has worked very well for us. Listen to parents and listen to the kids and help create only what is necessary to help them be successful. And we've focused on that. And I think that that's a good thing. So thank you for supporting an organization that is to create change and to initiate good things in the world. So that is my president's report. I know everybody's very proud, and we got so many nice emails, and there was a lot of excitement, and there's a lot more excitement to come. And I'm so proud to share that three of our board members are going back to the recognition ceremony. That's so impressive. And so thank you for that. And we're sending, of course, several of the leadership team and others to be there. So it should be a wonderful, wonderful celebration. Thank you all once again. We're looking forward to doing great work in the years ahead. Lots of good things coming up. Thank you, Admiral Herring.
Okay. And I know I speak for the board, but I also would like to commend those who are the organization. The reason why I so enjoy working with this group is because you are mission focused. And every one of you, I can tell you from my experience in the military, the reason why we are successful is because we all believe in the mission. It isn't personal. It's about how we work together as a team to achieve the goal that we've set out for ourselves. And I want to commend you all for everything that you do, because it's really, as Mary said, it's focused on the student. It isn't about how good we feel about how we finish the day, but it's about what we've provided to each of those individuals so that they are successful in life. Mm-hmm. And Mary revealed in our session today that we're closing in on 66,000 students having completed the courses here. And as you all know, better than 70% of those students are categorized as at risk. So imagine what your efforts have done on a recurring basis of making and changing 66,000 plus lives for the better. And again, I getting to the point where recognize that the Malcolm Baldrige Award is incredible. I don't know if you've all heard the story before, but when I was vice president for business services administration at USD, I attempted to institute the Malcolm Baldrige criteria into the business practices there. And after a very short period of time, less than 6 months, I was told to stop. Too difficult, too hard, just made no sense going forward. But this organization, who's dedicated to do exactly the same thing, has proven that wasn't the case. And I commend you all for taking the time and spending the effort, Mary, you and the senior team, of doing everything that it took in order to direct the team and create the environment that you have is tremendous. So hats off to you all, accolades to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next is 4.3. Is our staff report. The 4.3.1 is the Audeo Charter School Strategic Plan Update, and 4.3.2, the Charter School of San Diego Strategic Plan Update 21-22. Is our staff report for those two items?
Yes,
Or are you going to do that?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Tim is attending the CCSA conference, so I will be providing the report. The student participation reports are provided for the learning period dates of December 13, 2021 to February 4, 2022. And as of February 4, the cumulative participation rate on enrollment for ODEO is 93.5%, which is an increase of 2.8% over the prior school year. The Charter School of San Diego's cumulative participation rate on enrollment, as indicated on the report, is 89.5%, which is an increase of 2.9% from the previous school year. All schools are above the 84% participation rate goal. Thank you.
I just wanted to add that this is a regular report that you receive every month, at every meeting. And it is one of many, many indicators that we use in order to self-evaluate progress. And we have lots of data points that relate to our instructional program. I'd like to remind you that this data reflects the productivity of students. That means that the students have demonstrated their knowledge and mastery of an assignment, a chapter, a unit. And that is what we're all about. So to see growth is a wonderful thing, and particularly growth at such a high level, given that we have a critical mass of students that have struggled significantly to be meeting this level of productivity. Is everybody deserves a pat on the back, because it's hard work. And it's focused work. So thank you. Admiral Herring. We're listening.
You're muted. Yeah.
You're muted, Admiral Herring.
Oh, that'll help. I'm moving on to 5.0 consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved or enacted by the board in one motion in the form listed below, unless specifically requested by the board member or further discussion or removed from the agenda. There will be no discussion of the items prior to the board's vote on them. As chair, recommend approval of the consent agenda items. Hold on.
Morton Tate makes a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Barton seconds.
You're on mute.
Still muted.
You're on mute.
There's a thing in the backyard that's here to kill us, so the dog is preparing to make sure that we're all safe. Sorry. Okay, do I have a motion for the consent agenda?
Morton makes the motion for the consent agenda.
Okay, thank you. And a second?
Barton seconds.
Okay, just want to make sure. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Okay. Moving on, item 6.0, action items for the ODEO Charter School. Consider approval of the second interim report, 21-22. Lindy, you have a report on this item?
Yes, thank you. The agenda item is on pages 30-33. Charter schools are mandated to file two financial interim reports during the fiscal year to assess the financial condition of the school. The first report and the second interim report, the first one covered from July 1 to October 31, and the second interim reports cover the period of July 1 to January 31, and the school is required to submit the report to the charter authorizer no later than March 15th of every fiscal year. This compares the current fiscal year 2021 budget items versus the actual interim aggregate totals for revenues, expenditures, or net result of operations and the net fund balance. The school reviews the report for budget variance analysis between the budget and actual amounts. And if the variance is 10% or more, the school has to provide an explanation of change to the district. This is a requirement of the Santa Ygritte Unified School District. Per ODEO's second interim report, the projected ending fund balance is 6.98 million, which means that the school is in good financial health and can meet its financial obligations. Thank you.
Admiral Herring.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Lynn. Is there anything you'd like to add, Mary?
No, thank you.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve item 6.1.1?
So moved, Barton.
Very well. Do I have a second?
Morton, second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Very well, motion passes unanimously. Item 6.1.2 is consider approval of the A through G completion improvement grant plan. Lynn, do you have a report for 6.1.2?
Yes, thank you. The ODEO AG completion improvement grant plan is found on pages 34 to 38. Which was presented to the board during the last board meeting on February 16. Executive Director Tim Tudor presented this during the public hearing. The presentation of the plan and the board approval is a condition to receive funding. We request that the board approves this plan. Thank you.
Great. Mary, is there anything in addition?
I recommend approval.
Okay, very well. Do I have a motion to approve item 6.1.2?
Morton makes the motion to approve 6.1.2.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Very good. Is there any further discussion? We now conduct a voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to section 6.2, access for the Charter School of San Diego, consider approval of the second interim report 21-22. Lynn, have a report for 6.2.1.
Yes, thank you. The interim report is found on pages 39 to 42. The CSSD second interim report, the projected ending fund balance is 36.763 million, which means that the school is in good financial health and can also meet its financial obligations.
Excellent. Mary, is there anything further?
Recommend approval.
Very well. Do I have a motion for the approval of 6.2.1?
So moved.
And a second, please.
Barton, second.
Very well. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'm going to go for a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Consider approval of the AG Completion Improvement Grant Plan, item 6.2.2. Lynn?
Yes, similar to. Yes, thank you. Similar to ODEO Charter School, this was also presented in the February 16, 2022, during the public hearing. We request the board to approve this so we can receive the funding from the CDE.
Outstanding. Mary, is there anything else?
I recommend approval.
Very well, thank you. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Barton.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Morton, second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? I'll call voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving on. Board announcements and comments. Item 7.0, from time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. These are informational in nature, do not require actions. Please, Mary, if you would, I understand you have an announcement to make on graduation.
Yes, this year it will be at Liberty Station. In the past, we did that last year as kind of an emergency action, but actually everybody really liked it. It requires smaller, more graduation sessions and smaller groups. And they like the smaller group and they like the coziness of Liberty Station. So we'll be there. The times will be sent to you. Online so that you have those specifically. I'm not sure if they would like to scatter board members through the three sessions. We'll see what you're available for. As you can see on your notes there, we have quite a few students projected to walk. Of course, many more to graduate, but at least 700. But we're ready for them. It's a glorious day, and staff always agrees that it's the best day of the year when the joy of the kids and the parents is so evident, and it's a remarkable time. So I hope all of the board members will be able to join us at least for one of the sessions during that day.
Great.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your support, and I know the graduates would want me to extend thank you for making this all possible.
Super. So what I have on my notes here is that there are three sessions, 9:30, 11:30, and 1:30.
Yes.
So Mary will get that information. It's on the 15th of June, which will be when it's a Wednesday.
Yes.
Great. Attending graduation is so great, such a neat experience. I don't know that I've ever seen as much tearing as I have cheering, but there's an awful lot of emotion in the graduation for many. Because of your efforts to make possible something that many of you students did not think was possible. And more importantly, fulfill the expectations of so many parents so that their child has the opportunity to realize America's greatest dream. So, yeah, thanks. Anything else?
No, we'll be in contact with you. You know, we provide your caps and gowns and everything. So staff will see that you're taken care of.
Okay. Then if hearing nothing else, we'll move on to item 8.0. Time for everybody to get back to work. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to approve.
Do I have Morton a second?
Second.
I have a second. Very well. Any further discussion? Speak now or forever hold your peace. There it be. I will take a roll call for the last item. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye. Have a good day.
Tim?
Tim, aye.
And Eric?
Aye. And great to see all the teachers and staff faces out there today.
You bet. Okay, everybody. Thank you very much for your time, effort, and your patience, and all of your hard work. And again, congratulations on the Malcolm Baldrige. And we'll see you shortly.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.